Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping in to the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, a former sports entertainment publicist in New York City, turned traditionally published author with Simon & Schuster, who quit my old life to write a book, live in London for a bit, and explore my dreams to find my happiness and fulfillment. I'm here to help encourage and guide you through your plot twist as your chief encourager and host of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. This episode of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast is brought to you by the Switch, Pivot, or Quit SPQ Strategy Sessions. If you are looking to make a change in your personal, professional life and you just kind of stuck on what's next, how do I get started, what do? I need to talk this through with someone, I need some tools, I need some encouragement, I need some ideas, I need some resources, I need solutions. If you are feeling like that, the Switch, Pivot, or Quit Strategy Sessions are perfect for you. Head over to switchpivotorquit.com and book your session today. Hey girl, hey, no time for pleasantries today. Other than that, let's just jump right in. I'm hyped, I'm fired up, and I'm ready to go. So the words I've been meaning to, I have that on my radar, I've been thinking about, those will now be stricken from my vocabulary. That collective of words will no longer be said by these lips. You know why? Because I am tired of hearing it. I'm tired of hearing other people say it, and I'm tired of hearing myself say it. It's all about action. It's either you did it or you didn't. Either you took the action or you didn't. Either you made it happen or you didn't. It's not about whether it was on your radar. It's not about whether you've been intending to. It's not about whether you were looking at it and you thought about it. No. It's about what have you done? What did you do? So for me, I realized that could be a scapegoat sometimes. That could be an excuse. It makes you feel good. It's like this mental game that you play with yourself. If you tell someone else that it's been on your radar or that you've been meaning to do it or look into it, then it almost makes you feel like you've taken some action toward actually doing it. But you haven't. Because if you had, you'd be saying, oh, I bought that. I looked into it. I used it. I reached out. I executed. Whatever it is. But if you can't say that, and you have to say this whole placeholder sort of term of I've been meaning to, it's almost like you're making excuses. It's time out for excuses. Like I'm no longer accepting excuses from myself because I'm not in a position where I can afford to accept excuses. I gotta make plays, I gotta make moves, I gotta do things. And I hope you're feeling the same way. It's time for action. It's always about action. Action trumps everything. So for me, now I don't know about you, but for me, and I suggest you join me, that I've been meaning to, I thought about it, I intended to, it's been on my radar. All that is gone. It has to go. It has to be gone. Because then I leave myself with the reality. Either you took the action and you did it, or you didn't. And it's nobody else's responsibility but your own. So if something that you want to happen hasn't happened, isn't happening, well, then you can look back and you can ask yourself, was there something that I could have done to make that happen? Was there something that I was supposed to do to make that happen? Those are the things, and these are the times where we can get real with ourselves. And the more you're real with yourself, the more you're honest with yourself, the more you hold yourself accountable and you take yourself to task, that's when you really start seeing the progress. So you can sit there with your notebook of ideas and things that you plan on researching and looking into and finding out more about, or people that you plan on reaching out to. And that same list in that same notebook will be there 6 months later. And if you're no closer to taking action. If you haven't gotten a fire lit under your butt, then that same notebook with that same list will be there another 6 months later. Now, that's a whole year, and you've done nothing but think about it, mean to, intend to, but you haven't done it. And the difference between the people that actually have results and the people that you're observing their success, they didn't intend to. They haven't been meaning to. They were just doing. Just doing. So that list of people that you have that you've been thinking you wanted to reach out to, do it. Send the email. I actually spoke with a young lady today, and after our conversation, she emailed me and she said, I'm glad I finally hit send. I had been meaning to reach out to you, and that draft was sitting in my inbox for a while, for months, and I finally hit send. This is your time to hit send. This is your time to stop meaning to and stop intending to and just do. There's a reason that action trumps all. You won't know what the results will be if you don't at least try. And you may not always get the results that you want. Let's be realistic. We're all about having real conversation. There's some emails that you might send. There's some research that you might do. There are some people that you might reach out to that won't result in the types of things that you want it to result in. But it's fine. It's okay. Such is life. You move on. You go on to the next thing. You put something else down that you want to do and you do it. You don't sit there and dwell on what didn't happen. You put forth the effort that you needed to put forth, and that's all you can do. So I really encourage you guys to get out there and start doing. Stop meaning to, stop intending to. These are things that I'm going to, like I said, this collective of words, I'm going to strike them from my vocabulary, because I do not want those words and those excuses to exist for me anymore. I'm going to hold myself accountable. And if there is somebody that you want to reach out to, if there's somebody that you want to work with, if there is just even simply someone that you admire and you want to share that with that person, you want to develop a relationship, develop a connection, do it. You don't know what may come of it. And you don't have to have the highest expectations with it. Just do it. Just see. Just take a chance. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be taking chances. We're supposed to be seeing how far we can go, how far we can grow, how far we can push ourselves, what we can achieve in a good way, not an abusive way. We're not trying to push ourselves to the brink, you know, like we're in some Iron Man competition. No. You just want to push yourself to be the best that you can be. You just want to push yourself to pull out the things that you know are already there. Maybe they're just laying dormant because you're not really holding yourself to task and you're not really challenging yourself the way that you could be. So let's start challenging ourselves. No more I've been meaning to. No more I should have. No more I was going to look into it, because I don't have time for that. So definitely, if you run across me, do not say those words, because you already know I will give you a serious side eye, and I'll probably ask you, but why haven't you? But why haven't you? So that's what you ask yourself. If you find yourself saying those words, just pause. Just pause and ask yourself, but why haven't you? The answer might be interesting. It might be fear. Push past it. It's okay. Is there for most of us most of the time when we're growing, when we're showing up, when we're doing different adventurous things, when we're holding ourselves accountable. That fear is there, but it's fine. You'll get over it. You'll push past it. You'll be okay. You'll survive. Okay? Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I hope that you are ready to push past those boundaries and to start holding yourself accountable, just as I am. And as always, you know what to do. Keep killing it.